From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. British Prime Minister Tony Blair and NATO Secretary General George Robertson now both say they have seen conclusive evidence linking the September 11th attacks to Osama bin Laden and his al-Qaeda network. But clear evidence of that connection has not been made public in the United States. Some details have emerged during the three-week investigation, but today the Bush administration resisted pressure to make the evidence public. NPR's Mike Schuster has that story.
Meeting with Attorney General John Ashcroft, the Solicitor General of Canada, Lawrence McAuley, added his voice to those international leaders who believe al-Qaeda was responsible for the attacks. But when asked what evidence there is for that, Ashcroft declined to be specific.
I'm not prepared to share the evidentiary basis for parties responsible for these tragedies at this time.
Still, some new details of what investigators have found are emerging, especially as the investigation focuses on the money trail that the hijackers left. Federal agents have discovered that Mohammed Atta, one of the key hijackers, received a transfer of $100,000 from somewhere in Pakistan while he was planning the attacks in the United States. Investigators also believe that Atta and two of the other hijackers returned some of the money they used to finance the attacks. According to published reports, on September 8th, 3 days before the attacks, Atta sent two wire transfers totaling $4,000 from Western Union outlets in Laurel, Maryland, to Mustafa Ahmed, a known associate of bin Laden in the United Arab Emirates. Mustafa Ahmed's name was on the list of suspected terrorists and organizations the White House released last week, whose financial activities the U.S. wants to shut down worldwide. Two other hijackers wired $5,000 to an unidentified man in the United Arab Emirates 2 days before the attacks. Investigators theorized that the hijackers were returning unused funds to their superiors. If confirmed, this could be one of the closest links yet established between the hijackers and bin Laden, and it could very well be part of the information the U.S. government is showing to its allies and other nations. State Department spokesman Richard Boucher said today the case against al-Qaeda is substantial.
Let's not forget there are investigations going on around the world. And I think people in this government and elsewhere have an increasing body of evidence that indicates quite clearly that al-Qaeda was responsible.
The investigation in Europe continues to net more suspected terrorists with connections to bin Laden. Two Algerian men have been extradited to France in connection with a possible plot to bomb the U.S. Embassy in Paris. One of those is Jamel Bagal. Bagal was arrested in July in the airport in Dubai, the United Arab Emirates. He was carrying a false French passport. Bagal is reported to have told an investigating French magistrate that he was trained in Afghanistan by a bin Laden lieutenant named Abu Zubaydah. Abu Zubaydah's name is also on the White House list released last week. Bagal reportedly told French investigators he recruited others in Great Britain for similar attacks. Today, a lawyer for Bagal in Paris said he is retracting any statements he made to his French interrogators. No direct link has been made between Bagal and the U.S. hijackers, but it is clear that links like this one and those uncovered in Germany are part of the case the U.S. government is amassing against bin Laden. Attorney General Ashcroft was asked how the global pieces fit together.
The roots of this activity were in Afghanistan, and we believe that the branches of the activity not only found their way to the United States of America, but were present in substantial ways in Europe. The al-Qaeda organization and terrorist organizations that are cooperative and collaborate with al-Qaeda are involved in activities around the globe. That's a statement we feel confident in making and that I personally believe reflects the truth.
More than 500 people are in custody in the United States as the investigation continues, with dozens more under arrest in Europe and other parts of the world. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Los Angeles.